Shami Bracha Staf Tes Zayin. The Gemara ended yesterday with discussing the when we have a bracha that's bracha smucha l'chaverta, that we don't start off with a bracha. We don't end off. We don't begin the next word with a baruch. And the Gemara asked the question from benching. Now the Gemara continues the steam and asked the next question. Fake the Gemara. Hi, Arei Atova Meitiv. We have the bracha in benching, the fourth bracha of Atova Meitiv, that we know is samach l'chaverta. It's samach to the end of the bracha that we say before. We say the bracha and Birchas Hamazon. We end off Bonei Yerushalayim, Amen, and then we say Atova Meitiv. We start off with Baruch Ato Hashem. So Gemara has the same question. A bracha smuch l'chaverta. We shouldn't be saying a bracha. So why do we start off with a bracha here? So the Gemara says Shnaihi. The Gemara says that's different. This one is different. Why is it different? The Marbar of Huna. Huna says, Mishnasenu haruge beita l'kvura. Because this bracha was made for the Chazawa Koveya, for the haruge beita l'kvura, nikba atov v'ameitiv, atov shal nisruchu v'ameitiv shal nitzun l'kvura. We have this in the Gemara Brachas in Bavli, of Huna's famous statement that when a haruge beita l'kvura, that when this is the time of the Bar Kokhba revolution, and went against Rome, and time by the Chum Beis HaMikdash, and the Romans defeated and destroyed and killed hundreds of thousands of Jews in Beitar, wiped Beitar out. And not only did they wipe them out, but they would not allow them to bury their dead. And it stayed that way for several years. Discussion how long that was. Some say it was 3 years, some say it was longer than that. Some say it was 200 years. And the Gemara said they didn't get allowed them to be buried. And Memela, they did everything they can. They davened, they tried to bribe the Romans, nothing helped. So finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Romans decided to allow them. And when they came to bury the dead, they saw that the bodies were not decomposed. They were still whole. So they made Chazal Koveya two brachas. Hatov, the fact that the bodies did not decompose. They were whole, they were shalem. Va'meitiv, and meitiv, that now they were able to go ahead and to bury them. And they were masaking this bracha. Why? Why over here? Because they finished the bracha of Daraisa of Brachos, and it ends with Bonei Yerushalayim. This is part of the Bnei Yerushalayim to take revenge on those who died beBeitar. It will be destroyed. Beitar will be rebuilt as well. And so Chazal Koveya this bracha over here, and put the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv. So they added the bracha because it's a difference to make a show that it's different, that it's not part of the brachas before. It's a new bracha. It's a Rabbanan Dika bracha, and that's where they added. In fact, it's interesting why the Mefarshim say that's why we end off Bonei Yerushalayim Amen. We didn't usually end up a bracha with an Amen. We do an Amen here to say this is the end of the brachas of Daraisa of Achalta V'Savota Berakta. And then we have the brachas of Rabbanon that start off with Atov HaMeitiv. That's why it starts with a bracha. The Gemara has another question. HaKadusha. Okay, so we understand that Atov HaMeitiv. What about Kedusha? Why Kiddush? Kiddush, we know, we say Bari Pri HaGofen, and right away we say the bracha of Kiddush. So why should it be? We have the rule, if something ends with a bracha, it's Samach L'Chaverta, we don't pasay up a bracha, we don't start with Baruch. So why by Kiddush do we do so? Gemara says Shnayi. Gemara has a similar answer. This is different. Kiddush is different. Shema Yoyshev Asoysim Ebojom. The halacha is a person was sitting and drinking. It was Friday afternoon, and he's sitting in Avodah Suda. A Kiddush of a Yom. And now, all of a sudden, it came Shabbos. So what's the halacha? You have to say Kiddush. You don't have to say Baruch B'Agafen, because you're in the middle of a Suda. So you just have to say Kiddush. So since you see that Kiddush is not totally and not contingent on Bari Pri HaGofen, and therefore it's independent, and so therefore they misaking to start off with a bracha, because it's not Samach L'Chaverta, even though most people, usually it is Samach L'Chaverta, but since it could be done without, Amela, they were Koveya bracha here to start off with the bracha of Kiddush, to start off with a bracha for the reason that, again, most people do so. Gemara says, fake ma sofa. Now I'm going to continue the next question. But wait, but why does it end? Again, we made it a bracha that starts with a bracha, but not doesn't close with a bracha. So why by Kiddush do we start off? We end the bracha Hashem Hakadosh HaShabbos. We start off with a bracha. We end with a bracha. Why do we do that? So the Gemara says Amar Amana, Tofes brachas kahu. This is the way brachas are organized. This tofes. Tofes is the gut, the structure of a brachas. Or this is the way that this is the way it goes. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda. Now here there's a multi different opinions as to how different gears is how to read the Gemara. Is the Gemara asking a kasha? Gemara being a raya. We'll learn like the Pnei Moshe does. Amar Rav Yehuda is a raya. Amar Rav Yehuda explanation. What does it mean? Tofes brachas hu? Because matbeah katzer, koseh bebarach. If you have a small bracha, a short bracha, you start with barach. Eino koseh bebarach, but you don't end with barach. Matbeah aruch, a long bracha, a nusach of a long bracha. Paseach bo bebarach a koseh bebarach. You just begin with a bracha and you end with a bracha. Again, there are two ways to learn this Gemara. It doesn't mean extra words. A simple bari priya gofen, bari priya eitz is a start, a short bracha, a few words, and therefore we don't end with a bracha. Kiddush is longer, therefore we begin with a bracha and end with a bracha. Or another way to learn it is that not that it's longer, not doesn't go by words, content, but it goes by what's in the bracha. If we add other things, if it's just bari priya gofen, bari priya eitz, it's only about that, we end with a bracha. We don't end with a bracha. But if it's something where we add other things, we talk about churban Yerushalayim, binyan Yerushalayim, we add extra words in that bracha to and expand it, then in such a thing, that's called a matbeah aruch, and there we end up paseh a bracha, and we end with a bracha. That is the way that the Gemara seems there's a difference of where it comes. So this is the way the Gemara, so the statement of Rav Yudin is more like explanation. What's again, some learn as a question, and look at the Sefer Charedim, the Perush of the Charedim, that gives a different explanation into what the Gemara is back and forth. Here's the Gemara. Kala brachas achar kimseyim. All the brachas go after the kasim. What does that mean? Statement number one, simple means, and the way the Gemara is in a Havamin is, or the Pnei Moshe explains, that a person, you make a bracha, and you have start off having mind one bracha, but you end up a different bracha. It goes by the end. For example, a person started saying in the morning, he started saying the tefillah at night, v'mayriv, berachas krishma, but he ended with the bracha of that's supposed to be said in the morning. Yotze, because called brachas akasvein. Even though the beginning and the middle was about at the evening, it's not for the morning. But if you ended with the bracha of the morning, yotze the bracha. Second statement, ain't only bracha pasik, and we also don't make a bracha. When we have on a pasuk, which means when we have a pasuk, we don't end off a bracha that has a pasuk and then end off with a baruch afterwards. So it seems to be two different statements here. The Gemara is going to qualify and explain that it's really one statement, it's one din, and the Gemara is going to explain as follows. You said all the brachas to go after the chisum. You have a bracha psaka, so let one say a bracha in the middle, a psuk in the middle. What's the problem? If the whole thing goes only after the end, the chisum, so do a whole parsha in the middle. Why do we care? As long as you end with the bracha connection to what the bracha is all about, it goes akal yitzim. So why should we care that you say bracha pasuk? You have a pasuk in the bracha. You say a bracha in the what's the pshat? In other words, so the Gemara said these two statements seem to be contradicting each other. Why would it be a problem if you go by the kisumayim? Then why should it be a problem to have a pasuk in the bracha? So Amrin, the Gemara says no. Taki kakim adin tilde. The Gemara gave a little criticism. It's kikim, a young person is the with a dash and like you're a young person, it's like so the way the Pnei Moshe says, "Bik me a chacham who is a bracha." So he's asking like a bracha, like a young bracha. He didn't get not sophisticated the question. Why? The reason why he asked the question, do sava, because he thinks ma anuakar kusam. What does it mean after kusayim? What does that mean? The way I explained it, shemoy omid shakras v'shakar v'hiskei shal arviz because of a kusam v'shal shakras yotza. He thought that the pshat in that statement in the brisa. What's if a person is staying in the davening chakras? And you forgot, you started saying Emes Vemuna at night for what you say in Meir. And then you went and you concluded with the bracha in the morning. Your yotze, that's what it means. If that's so, then that can't be. That's not the pshat. Amar Rav Acha, what's the pshat? Kalabrakos me'erik en kusam esayim. It's a separate halakha in Hilchos Brachos. That when you say a bracha, you end the bracha with the theme of what it's about. Of kaseim that you say a bracha ka'en kaseim says the charedim kolam the sark loma samer lekasima ena kasima. You have to say it whatever the bracha you're speaking about. You have to be samer. You can't just say a pasuk in the middle and change the order what the pasuk is speaking about. But you end with the bracha. You could say psukim in the middle, but you end off with a bracha. that the last word should be me'enach asima, should be end of what the bracha is all about, of what the purpose of the bracha is. That is what the Gemara means. And the Gemara says, for an example, the Gemara says, I'll give you an example, and the question whether this is part of the braisa or not, Elaine the Amrin, that we say, Tzali verina yoshevet Tzion, we talk about the other Tzion, ein bo mishum bracha pasik. This is not a problem of considered bracha and a pasik. Now what does this mean? So there, each mafashim all have different explanations what this person is referring to. According to the Pnei Moshe, this is referring to the bracha that we say, Abekas Abtaira. Since we say these psukim in the long bracha that we have, you're ending with the bracha that you need to for Abtaira. You have psukim there, that's just adding words. That's not the problem. There's no violation, and that you can do. The Haredim speaks about it, says, talking about bracha, we do Hamavdil. That we add on brachas, we add these psukim, these plus in the psukim, and then we say, add on these things that refer to the binyan of Yushalayim, it's me'ene, it's part of it, but it's not changing the actual kasimus habracha. And therefore, that would be something that would be acceptable. The Rashi Sirulo learns it's referring to the pasik by Rakim al Tzion, Kibes Chayenu. So there we add on these psukim, that's what we add it on. So since we're ending the bracha with the same theme as if we're doing as we started with, that's okay. Even if you're adding a psukim in between, that's not a problem. And interesting enough, la halacha lemaisa, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the way Pesach makes a reference to it, but the Rashba and the Ritva and others learn that that's why our nusach, when we have the benching, we say we bring a pasing kakosif, as we say in the pasing kakosif chazavot derachos malakecha. We come up a sechus yedecha. We introduce the pasing with the kakosif to say it's not part of the bracha. It's just a pasing we're saying, but not that it's the part of the bracha itself. It's like an addition to the bracha, and that is not a violation, and that we can do, and that's what the brisa meant. In halacha, that we're chaysem kain b'chaysem, so we stand that we're chaysem the way the bracha is supposed to be. Bracha from ain kosam asayim. The Mishnah continues. Maskin tizus shamalaylos. We mentioned tizus shamalaylos. Amar Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah said to them. Again, here you have different girsas. We have in our girsa in Bavli and in the Haggadah that we have with the story. It just says Amar Rabbi Lezer. It doesn't say lahem that he had a conversation with anyone. I'm like 70 years old. And I never did not know I wasn't zachisi to Elma to Yitzis Mitzrayim Balaylos. I just ben Zoma. I'm on Tiskas Koyimecha to Tzechom Eir Tzrayim Koyimecha Yako. Shanema Yimecha Yaka Yomim Koyimecha Mecha Alelos. So the Mefroshim explain a great length. What was it? First of all, it says, Hare Ani Kiven Shem Shana. They all quote from the Gemara that we have in Brachos that he really wasn't the Pnei Moshe. He wasn't really old. He only looked old. Havino Shana, his beard grew white. It was a day he was appointed to be the Nasi, and he was only young. He was a young man. He was only 18. And therefore, people wouldn't be mekabel him. So therefore, Hashem made a night that night his beard turned white, so he looked like a zaken. That's one. And others say, no, he actually was. That it took him years until he was actually 70 years old to be able to convince the chaverim that this is the pshat. You know, he knew the halakha, that maskirin tzitzrayim b'laylos, that he knew. But the makor for it, he didn't have. And they wouldn't accept it from him because he didn't have a makor. Until eventually he heard Dasha ben Zoma, where the pasig is, what Yimechayaka means, call Yimechayaka Lelos, now we had a source for where to tell the Chachamim, you see, I'm right, that this is the source of where I hold that you have to be able to go ahead and do that. He couldn't win out his Chachamim to be able to tell. So the Rish Rashi Sarulu explains, when I told them that if you see this rhyme at night, they argue with me, and I couldn't win. And Shehena Rabin, I wasn't able to win them because they were Rabin, I'm a Yachid, and I had no proof. But now, Dasha Ben Zoma, I now have a proof from the Pasig, I heard the source, and now I'm ready to stand up to what the Chachamim say. But the Chachamim learned, Mecha Mecha Olam Hazeh, to bring you Moshe Mashiach, a great arichas here in the Rishonim in Maseches Brachos, as to what this means, what is referring to you Moshe Mashiach. Moshe Mashiach usually means doesn't mean the Mei Mashiach. It usually means Olam Haba. So what does he mean? That refers to the Yerechayecha, Olam Haba, Levi Yisimus HaMashiach. That one has nothing to do with the other. Olam Haba is Olam Haba. Person gets after he passes away, the reward for his mitzvahs, and Yimus HaMashiach is something afterwards, Chiyas HaMesim, etc. So what does it mean over here? So there's an Arichas here in Bavli, and many of the Rishonim speak about it, many of the Purushim and Haggadah speak about it, that we'll leave that for another time. Says the Gemara, Afa pi shenichnas l'gdola. In the separate, we just finished saying that he became like a that he became a gadol, even though he now nichnas l'gdola became the nasi. Gemara says halacha, he should know herech yamim. He still had a rikas yamim. What's the chiddush? He had a rikas yamim. What's the steer? Why shouldn't he have a rikas yamim? So the Gemara says adi amra shet gdola maketeres yamim. That is very much of a statement tells us that gedola, reaching a high level, is makatzer a person's years. A person's days are shortened. You don't live a long life. Now, what's the reason for it? So many say the reason for it is because a person becomes arrogant. A person becomes a gedola, become arrogant, and therefore it brings a gaiva, brings a person to a premature death. That's what some say in the Pirkei Avos and other things. Others say no, that Itaka would have been so, would have had to die young, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special schusim. Other say, Fakir, he was so humble, despite his gedula, that was the schus for Zarikas Yamim. That he was so, anyway, even though he reached gedula, that he would be able to reach the period of Arikas Yamim, that he had this gedula at such a young age, but he was okay anyway to reach this level, this higher level, because of his great humility, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Arikas Yamim, despite what Chazal say that it's that person is Mekatzer Yamim. So he was a Rakta Yamim, so it's Arenik Rishim Shana, it's like extra Chiddush is telling us, that it's like 70 years that he actually reached that age because of the fact that he, despite his being reaching Magdolam Kseres Yamim, but because of who he was, he had special Siyata Rishmaya, and he lived a very long time. The Gemara will continue with more halakas, Nogeya to Kriya Shema.